It's the ultimate business trip, flying in Emirates First Class. With your own fully enclosed private suite, you can order from an extensive international menu along with premium drinks. There's even a bar and an exclusive shower spa on the Emirates A380. Along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and the Emirates Lounge, it's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com. Next time you fly on business, arrive feeling fresh in Emirates Business Class. On your flight, you can sink into leather seats that recline flat for a better sleep. You can enjoy delicious regional meals and premium drinks. And there's onboard Wi-Fi if you need to work. Along with Emirates chauffeur-driven airport transfers and entry to the luxurious Emirates Lounge, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
Well, you have some lives. Snowmageddon. Over half of this country. Welcome to the thaw out period. And it is Black History Month.
Cold.
Cold as an ex-girlfriend's feelings.
You ought to stop.
It's iceberg.
Cold as your feelings when I left you on delivered or red. I don't know. Whichever
that
one.
Wasn't even a thing back then.
It wasn't. Wait, hold on. Don't try to carbon stamp me. You know what that means?
You set yourself up.
Don't try to carbon stamp me. Anywho.
But hey, welcome to the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. And it's Michael with
Tatiana.
Always, Miss Parker. How you feeling today?
Bad, both bad.
I got you. So we're going to jump right on into this.
That was
today.
Very Black History of me, wasn't it?
You're just tired. Motherfucking tired.
I've been walking the green mile.
Man, so, yeah, even along that line. So, you know, we're going to talk about today, you know, we're going to go into the, basically a little talk about Black businesses deserve a little bit more of a push than just on the 27 days of Black History Month.
It's 28 days.
Some years it's 27.
No. Idiot, leap year?
I was 29. Listen. Even on top of that, it's still the fact it's the shortest damn month of the year. So,
idiot.
And they just gave that to us and said, here, take this shit.
Yeah, maybe.
And, you know, even just right now, man, it's Black History Month, but it feel like it's been black eye on society for a while now, man. I'm telling you, it's rough.
I must agree.
You know, they talking about make America great again, and we over here like, when this bitch ever been great? When has it ever? Because I'm going to tell y'all, we go back and we start looking at these dates, still waiting for it to get great.
Again.
Ever.
Again. Me inferring that once upon a time, it was great.
Yeah, you know, right now, it's Black History Month. And you have businesses that have had some of the most known worldwide black employees. And you know what they don't do no more? They don't talk about them.
No.
They act like they never was there.
Mm, yeah.
It's just like, oh, so now we done DEI'd out Black history.
We
I mean, is that what they doing now?
Right.
They're removing landmarks. They're not teaching it.
Oh, yeah, I was like, they've been struck there with the whiteout.
Yeah, you know, that old crap.
And that wasn't a pun.
Yeah, They used it right now.
They literally used whiteout. Like, hey, you can cover that up.
Yeah. And even like for small businesses, black-owned businesses, period. It's like they use the whiteout to make sure that you're not seen, you're not noticed. But then, you know, we try to pub it up.
Mm-hmm.
In February, Black History Month, you know, go buy black, support black. And, you know, we're like, that should be our idea every day.
Yeah, I'm period. Glad you said that because you start seeing it, like, circulate, right? February 28th is Buy Black. So we finna support on the last day of the month?
Yeah.
It's 365 days in a year.
Always. 366 on a leap year, like you reminded me.
Right. So just classic. 365, right?
All day.
You want to scream support and buy black, like for month number 2, days 1 through 28, right?
Yeah.
That's 28 days out of 365.
That you want to boom support.
That you want to boom. Matter of fact, let me do some math. You know I like math.
Bro, you doing the math. I'm going to keep running my mouth.
Let me do this.
Because, you know, like I said, they'll be like, well, what y'all don't understand is we don't even got to do that. We ain't got support at all. That's true. But that idea of that cold ice not being from us gonna have you with a hot ass drink.
Mm-hmm. So we sitting up here screaming 28 days out of 365. We gonna buy black. We gonna support black. What percentage is that?
No, it's under 10.
It's if you generously round up. Round up, okay, meaning 0.5 or higher on the back end of the decimal. That's gonna put you around 8%. Barely. So 8% of the year. You want to tout buy black. What about the other 92?
They ain't worried about it.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
But that goes back to the episode where we talked about what's the state of black culture? We're just consumers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own much.
Nope.
Not say nothing. We don't own much. Like, okay, even today, let's talk about this today. It's Black History. I was on the interweb today and
the interweb.
And I saw they canceled Sherry Shepherd's show after
4 years. Yeah, I heard that on the way to the gym this morning at like 6 a.m.
So just think about that. Another black woman unemployed.
Well, but this was their justification. They said that the landscape, right, of talk or daytime TV is changing.
You know what that means.
We want to put somebody else in here. We got a different look we want to go with.
That means ain't no old folks watching TV during the day no more.
Well, yeah, but Sherry Shepherd didn't have older viewership. She didn't have old topics.
Yeah, but daytime was created for people that was at home.
Yeah, they said her views were dropping. But and she very much was in tune and tiptoe and tap dancing on like relevant pop culture.
Well, yeah, no.
I'm like, I don't know if my big mom when she was here, I don't know that she was watching Sherry Shepherd.
Might not.
She may have because she was messy like that.
But this also goes back to the fact that a lot of people ain't home no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hold on, let's keep it a buck. We doing more streaming than anything. When I am at home, I'm not watching daytime TV because daytime TV, traditional classic daytime TV, is still on like them cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's too hot.
To get nothing out of it.
To get nothing.
And streaming ain't too far behind.
You do get something. Every time you turn to something you want to watch, it ain't there. You got something. All right?
Blank screen.
You got told no.
Even now, just,
but yeah, that's Black History Month.
Black History Month, they done let her go. Another black woman unemployed.
So I don't know that she unemployed.
What I mean, listen.
But she done lost that line.
She lost that job.
That stream. So we'll do that.
You know, I know she got multiple streams, but yeah,
I never watched her show because again, I work. So it ain't like I'm sitting at home with the
you ain't sitting home with the remote. flicking the channels.
Right. If I am at home, it's for a reason, and it's not that I have the availability to watch the TV.
But even talking about, like you just said, you said the landscape has changed.
Yeah.
So even going back to 40, 50 years ago, the small black business survived because of what? The neighborhood.
Right.
The community around it.
Yeah.
They supported it. So that was enough to keep them floating and going on. Mm-hmm. But as we've expanded and left the neighborhoods and went and lived in different cities and states. What has not happened? That community is not the same.
That level and that type of community is gone.
The landscape changed.
It did very much so did.
And then as Pimp C said, Pimp It Ain't Dead, it moved to the websites. So now, what now? You got online businesses and things popping up. And to be on the interweb ain't free.
It is not.
To have you an online store,
e-commerce,
ain't free.
E-commerce.
And then
it's a lot of little nuances, okay?
And then you got to advertise. You got to let people know that you in business.
Mm-hmm.
Because word of mouth don't keep you in business.
Mm-mm.
Because it ain't enough miles around to keep you in business. So you got to expand your reach.
You do. You do.
And then that does what? That costs money.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at all these things we talked about even last episode. We talked about, do you run your household like you run your business?
Yeah. Could you? Could you? Would you?
So now the landscape done changed. So did that mean you had to change how you run your business? Because now you're trying to find new customers.
Right.
Keep old customers.
Right.
Be relevant. Things like
but
that.
But still be true to yourself. You know?
Not be faking the front.
Right, right. Because sometimes relevance doesn't align with your mission or your purpose. Because if it's a trend, you know, like your topic may not be trendy.
Yeah.
And people don't like to think a lot. At least not hard.
And sometimes that right there plays into it. You didn't become cliche for the month of Black History.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you Black and I'm proud, only time to even think about that is what? During February.
1 through 28. And sometimes leap year.
Yeah. By the time March rolled around, they like, should we try and drink with the Irish?
I was about to say, where's my green at? Yeah. With my clovers. And yeah.
Then we go spend more money with the Irish than we do with our own.
See, we go and patron in their pubs. Yeah. You know, we're going to go sit at the bar.
And spend money.
And spend money on drinks. And we're going to try Irish whiskeys and things like that we know we don't like, but we're going to try just because of YOLO. Yep. I'm hanging out.
Yep. So when you think about that, you know, it's just, does Black business deserve more than just that 28-day push?
You dug deep to that push.
Push. That's all. Because sometimes you get frustrated, even if it's a business owner, you're sitting around, you're like, man, I'm selling all year round.
All year, 365.
And you see that spike in February.
And then what about the other 337?
Then you see the flat line and dip in March, April, and May.
Because now we out traveling. We spring breaking it.
Yep.
We want to go and be around people we ain't used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy.
It just almost feel like sometimes the Black History Month, the Black businesses is almost a cliche.
It is. Dare I say this, facade.
Yeah, it just feels like, hey, we support it. Mm-hmm. And then what we talk about, what's your form of support? We check the box.
Yep.
Hope you make it to next year.
Hope you make it to next month.
And that too. Listen. We have talked about since 2022, the businesses that have come and gone.
Oh, yeah. We've seen so many.
Hell, even podcasts. We've been so many come and gone since we started.
That too. Because you get an initial push. You ride the wave for as long as you can. You don't get the accolades or the pomp and circumstance that you want.
Or that monetization.
Or the monetization. Somebody should flush that word down the toilet. You don't get that. And unfortunately, you now can't make it the other, I'ma say, because you know, rode the wave. You can't make it the other 10 months on your own.
Oh, it's rough. Because what'd you say? I saw the spike. I saw the heel.
Mm-hmm. It keeps you motivated for a little bit. About the equivalent of when you go work out, right? It releases those good endorphins.
Yeah, when the endorphins wear off, you're soaked.
You crash. That's a caffeine crash.
And then that's what happens in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that jump in February, but then March, April, May. Then you hit that June, July, summer, and August. Mm-hmm. And you just like, what the fuck everybody is?
Right, yeah. They outside.
Man, you forget about us?
Did.
What happened? I thought this was Black
History Month.
I thought this was Black Power.
And whatever. And then you hear Black Excellence, touting Black Excellence as you're doing everything but being excellently Black.
Not buying Black.
That's what I was going to say.
That's not in June. Touting, not in February.
Touting Black Excellence while not buying Black.
Touting Black Excellence while spending your money with the Caucasians.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Or the other people. Because you ain't spending it there.
Yeah, others.
You ain't hear Mama Joe Pops the word.
No, not at all.
But you said I hit them in February.
Yeah. Hopefully they hear next February.
But hey, we get ready to start off Black History Month with a bang, hopefully for you all. And hey, if you all have thawed out and getting warm back up. Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details. Save big money
at Menards. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.